Okay, so it's Friday the 29th, I think. 29th, right on the dot of midday. And like that's a 28th, that's the yesterday. It doesn't matter what the date is. When is this Friday? And I'm in this place called the Whole Foods Market. It's in Union Square, according to this subway sign that I can see through the great panoramic window. I'm sitting here with Danielle and Danielle's friend Kev, who's Awesome Chunk, who she's staying with, who's leaving town today. So I didn't even know.
Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, well, we're friends on Facebook, so we'll always have a special bond that you only have with people who are your friends with on Facebook. And we're eating this food with this incredible sort of buffet salad bar. I've got like about six times more food than I need just because there are about seven different things and I had to have some of everything. And coconut water with pomegranate, you know. And I'm very happy because Dee's just told me that sometimes that's some mushy. There is a possibility that they'd be able to squamash then go tripping. Possibly at Coney Island, which would be wild, although I have mixed feelings about it because I'm just... I haven't listened to it yet. It's about crack in Coney Island. I'm going to. I've been busy. I've had to edit the Nada audio. I've had this crazy... But I sort of have mixed feelings because I'm finally starting to feel finally a bit combobulated. I kind of got over the jet lag and I'm a bit back to normal. Yeah, man, I'm a freak. I'm so stressed.
Let's eat breakfast together and I'm going to write in my diary out loud.
Fuck you, I said, could I drink some water? And you were like, yeah,
no,
that's the idea, but I had to introduce it. I had to put it in context. And also the nicest thing that's worth mentioning is I wanted to do this. I wanted to smuggle some acid and go to probably in Times Square or something
that's
like that.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
After 9/11, security gets tight as shit.
That's okay. I know how to handle myself. But, oh, in terms of smuggling, but you can't smell it. That's the thing. After you take a tiny, tiny quantity.
Yeah, you just like put a little cup and just put it in your hat. No one will never know.
Yeah, it's measured in micrograms. They can't smell it. So it probably would be quite easy to smuggle. Bury it in your luggage. You'll get it through.
Yeah. Like even smaller than that.
Yep. But I couldn't score any in time, so that wasn't going to happen. But totally fortuitously, I may be able to fulfill that one after all. Haven't done that many things on my list yet, but that doesn't really matter. I thought we were going to go for bagels, and I've got to have a bagel with lots of cream.
No, I'll get your bagels.
I'll get my bagels. That's fine.
Enjoy this healthy bullshit first.
Healthy bullshit's ruined. You're right about the coconut water.
Does it make you feel good?
It does. It makes you feel good.
And it erases all the bullshit.
Can't get the shit to shirt.
Coconut water, the only way to go.
Don't argue. You know it makes sense. What are we going to do after this?
Kev's birthday, so anything Kev wants to do, Kev gets.
It's Kev's day. Do whatever Kev wants. Alright, I think that's enough. Thank you very much. Coconut water, Whole Foods, fucking incredible salad, mushies at Coney Island, possibly.
Daniel. What?
Wearing a skeleton costume.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't even realize was part of her regular wardrobe. That's all. Good afternoon.